been confirmed, talking about money, things going up in price, it's been confirmed that the cash toll for using the Mersey Tunnel could go up to £1.80 from April. The Mersey Travel Transport Committee will discuss the proposal next Thursday, and the 10p rise could be approved when politicians from the City Region Combined Authority meet the following day. Now, earlier this week, the Metro Mayor Steve Rotherham revealed plans to introduce a new off-peak toll of £1 for FastTag users. But drivers will only be able to use that between 7 at night and 7 in the morning and all day on Sundays. John McGoldrick is from the Tunnel Users Association. And before we came on air, I asked him if he was happy with the 10 pence rise.
We're not happy with the tolls at all, Roger. We certainly don't want an increase.
But at least if the tolls had gone up with inflation, it would have gone up more than that. They'd be paying £2. People would pay £2 to cross.
Well, yes. I mean, as you well know, Roger, they got this act passed in 2004. They had the law changed so that instead of the tolls potentially coming down, they could ratchet them up each year. And the limits, I think, this year for the cars is just over £2. But, you know, that's what they could charge.
But they're bringing in this £1 fast tag for users outside peak time.
Well, of course, that's another area where they've broken their promises. In his election address last year, Steve Rotherham said that he was going to reduce the FastTag toll to £1. Now, there wasn't any qualification about it being just off-peak, which is what he's talking about now.
Well, it's more than off-peak. It's 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
It's not even off-peak, is it, really? It's
in the evening,
in the middle of the night and on a Sunday. But we think it's wrong just to reduce the tag toll anyway. We think all the tolls should be reduced.
The tolls for the FastTag users during peak time isn't going to go up in the way that the cash one is. So they've held that steady.
Well, that would be an even bigger break of promise, wouldn't it? But this is beside the point, really. The main point is, why have we got the tolls? Again, going back to his election manifesto, Steve Rotherham attacked the tolls. He pointed out that when the Gateway Bridge would open, which of course it did, we would be the only city region in Europe that was divided by tolls. He implied he was going to do something about it.
Well, no, what he's saying is he hasn't gone as far as he wanted to go. But obviously, you offer things in your manifesto, then you discover it's not quite as simple, as Mr. Trump is discovering. Things aren't quite as simple as your manifesto makes them
to be. Well, it's very simple, really. The simplicity is that the tunnels are making a big profit. And he and his fellow council leaders on the city region have got the power to do something about it. They could stop wasting a lot of the money that they're wasting. Last week, Steve Rotherham at a meeting in Widnes, which was largely about the tolls on the Gateway, was saying some of the wonderful things that the tunnel tolls were being used for. And he mentioned concessionary travel. Well, yep. Of course, concessionary travel is largely paid for by the government. He also mentioned their intention to buy a new fleet of trains costing £460 million. Now, they shouldn't be doing that. Everywhere else in the country, the tolls and taxes aren't used to pay for trains. They're bought by special companies and then hired out to the train operating companies. So there's £460 million he could save just like that.
Well, I don't know whether it's such a good idea to... A lot of people say the leasing system is not a very good idea for train companies.
Well, it's the system that's operated everywhere else, and it's...
Merseyrail's trying to get the whole thing in one, so it'll do all the tracks, it'll own the whole... have complete ownership.
Right. Well, that might be a nice ambition. I don't know whether they're going to do it. But what I don't like, and what certainly none of the users of the tunnels or the new bridges will like, was the fact that he's doing all of this on the back of money that he's taking from the users of the tunnels. That's completely wrong.
There'd still have to be a charge, though, just to maintain the tunnels.
Well, maybe. I mean, we think that the tunnels and the Mersey Gateway and the Silver Jubilee Bridge should be financed from the road taxes, as most crossings in the country are.
Maybe Steve Rotherham thinks that, isn't. But the government aren't very keen on it.
Well, yes, but that's a long-term project. But what is not a lot, long-term project. It is a short-term project. It's to stop the profit-taking. Going back to promises, Joe Anderson, our other mayor, the Liverpool City mayor, as against the Metro mayor, said that before the 2015 general election that he wanted to stop the profit taking. He said that they would stop the profit taking. We still got it. Why? There we've got two of the most influential people in the region. Tolls divide the region, whether it be on the tunnels or the Mersey Gateway or the Silver Jubilee Bridge when they eventually reopen that. That they, as politicians, should be trying to unite the region for the good of the businesses. Tolls divide families. They're bad for business. They should be doing something about it. Less than half of drivers have got a tag.
Maybe more will get the tag now.
Well, there's already a big incentive, but for various reasons, people can't afford it. There's a lot of people without a tag. And then how would they buy these nice new trains, etc.? Everybody could and did get a tag. What's happened in America, there's been research that I'm aware of in America. And what happens there is as soon as everybody's got the equivalent of a tag, they put the tolls up. And I'm pretty sure that would be what would be on the cards here.
Well, that's John McGoldrick from the Toll Users Association. And he has this petition running, Scrap Mersey Tolls. If you agree with his view, the...